This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. He said the demand for BrahMos missiles has increased in foreign countries. The Defence Minister was speaking after unveiling the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrabhanu Gupta at the National PG College in Lucknow today.
Operation Sindoor hua, uske baad duniya ke lagbhag 14 deshon ne Bharat se BrahMos missile ki mang ki hai. BrahMos missile ab Lucknow se bhi export ki jayegi. Yeh facility raksha kshetra mein hamari aatmanirbharta hai, usko majbooti degi aur saath hi isse rozgar ka bhi srijan hoga. Aur mera prayas yahi hai ki yahan aur industries bhi aaye taki Lucknow ke saath saath Pradesh ka bhi tezi se vikas ho.
Railways has decided to install CCTV cameras in all coaches to enhance passenger safety. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu reviewed the progress of CCTV camera installation in locomotives and coaches. Mr. Vaishnav has approved the installation of CCTV cameras in all 74,000 coaches and 15,000 locos. Each railway coach will be covered with 4 dome-type CCTV cameras and each locomotive will have 6 CCTV cameras. To preserve the privacy of passengers, CCTV cameras will be installed in the common movement area near the doors. The minister emphasized on deploying the best-in-class equipment and urged railway officials to ensure that high-quality footage should be available. The centre has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilisers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and union territories. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers, and illegal activities such as forced tagging across the country. In Bihar, the ongoing special intensive revision SIR drive of voters list has successfully detected a large number of citizens from Nepal, Bangladesh, and Myanmar during door-to-door verification by the BLOs. The ECI sources said that it was revealed to the BLOs on the duty that these persons have been able to procure all documents including Aadhaar, domicile certificate, ration card and others. With these revelations during the SIR, some apprehensions are corroborated and the concerns are being duly addressed by the Elections Commission of India. The ECI sources say that after a proper inquiry, which is to be conducted from 1st August till 30th August, if found true, such names shall not be included in the final list to be published on 30th September this year. In Ladakh, the Indian Army today organized a commemorative bike rally from Kumthang to Randhawa Top in run-up to mark the 26th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Diwas. A total of 50 riders participated in the rally, which served as a heartfelt tribute to the brave soldiers who laid down their lives during Operation Vijay in 1999. Riding through the challenging terrain of Ladakh, the participants displayed remarkable endurance, discipline and patriotic spirit. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 17 Amarnath Yatris sustained injuries after 3 buses collided with each other along the Srinagar-Jammu National Highway in South Kashmir's Kulgam district today. All the injured are residents of Madhya Pradesh and were on way to Baltal base camp in central Kashmir's Ganderbal district. The injured were immediately shifted to Kaimo Hospital and subsequently shifted to Government Medical College, Anantnag, for further treatment. In Bangladesh, the interim government has once again extended the magistracy power of commissioned officers in the Army, Navy and Air Force by another 60 days with effect from tomorrow. The Ministry of Public Administration issued a notification to this effect today. In cricket, England were 135 for 4 in their second innings against India in the third test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. Earlier, the hosts resumed their innings on day 4 at the overnight score of 2 for no loss. India were bundled out for 387 in their first innings. And that's the end of this news bulletin.